Welcome to episode 335 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Okol. Learning how to practice active listening is an important professional skill. It can prevent mistakes, improve collaboration, and boost your profile in the workplace. We know people have a need to be heard, so why not focus on what they're saying? The challenge. We live in a world of distractions. Our mobile devices provide an ongoing stream of interruptions. It's tough to fully hear what someone is saying when you're checking a text message or your email. When in a crowded room, we may be tempted to escape a dull conversation for friends and associates. Sometimes, the person we're supposed to be listening to just isn't that good of a communicator. But shouldn't that person still be heard? And might their remarks have value? Develop better listening habits. While being an active listener can be a frustrating experience at first, it's one you should pursue. Think back to everything that's gone wrong, professionally and personally, because you were not listening properly. Was the thing that distracted you really that important? Here's the technique I like. Remember the last time you gave a present to someone you love. Think of when you handed over the perfectly wrapped box. At that moment, you were totally focused on the other person as he or she opened the present. You saw the box shaken for clues, the wrapping paper torn or carefully removed, and celebrated the reaction as the person saw the gift. In that moment, you weren't checking scores, sneaking a peek at messages, or looking for someone else to talk to. Think about how you were present in that moment. Did it have value? This is a skill I call the gift of listening. It's when you make the other person your priority and the present you offer is your attention. With active listening as your goal, you will have to concentrate to block out the temptation of distractions. You'll also discover you're having conversations with people rather than waiting for them to stop talking so you can say something. People will notice the change. They already can pick up when our attempts to listen are not fully achieved. Poor listeners are judged and remembered. Maybe it's time to develop a new habit. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting as a keynote or breakout presentation? Find out more about me and my presentations at my website, kenokol.com. While there, you can also watch some clips of me in action and find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget about my YouTube channel, that's also under my name, Ken Okol. Our weekly productivity series is very popular. I'm Ken Okol. Take care.